I would say the staff at this point of the commission is extremely uneasy about what's going on with halibut stocks. And they communicated that to the commissioners in very strong terms. They'd actually called a retreat with the commissioners 6 months ago to discuss the status of the stocks and talk about abandoning their policy, which stair-stepped down on cuts instead of taking full drops from one that year to the next when the data showed that stocks were declining. And they urged the commissioners at that time to consider taking, you know, bigger bites to drop quotas down more quickly. And so there was that pressure already on the commissioners heading into the meeting. There was also scrutiny at the meeting by the State Department, who's initiating a performance review of the commission, and I'm sure having that oversight tends to heighten their sense of responsibility.
Do you share the commission's concern about the state of the stocks?
Well, to our evaluation of the stocks, they seem to, in 2C, to have stabilized at low levels, but they are at very low levels. Some of the indices of abundance, catch rates in the commercial fishery, say, have stabilized and seem to maybe even be slightly increasing. The catch rate in the survey was still down slightly from last year, 6%. And we've seen this huge decline in the growth rate of halibut, 50% slower than they were a decade ago. So the commission had kept projecting that we were turning the corner and we're, you know, all systems go for an increase in the next few years. And they're now saying maybe this growth rate isn't going to stop declining. And we better stop being quite so optimistic that we can continue to harvest at the same rates we used to harvest at until we see these little fish, this big biomass of little fish, actually grow up and get big enough to get caught in the longline fishery. So it's a mixed message, I guess. We're concerned. We felt the cut was huge, given the indices of abundance that we were looking at. Still concerned.
So I've heard two or three presentations from IPHC Director Bruce Lehman, and I know that the decline in stocks is coming at the same time that the Halibut Commission has changed its survey methods. Has this created some kind of perfect storm of bad coincidences for the commercial quota? Dan Falvey?
They did change the way they figure out quotas about 3 or 4 years ago. Before, they used to treat each area like its own separate closed checking account. And they would go out there, they'd survey it every year, they'd see how many new halibut moved into the area, they'd know how many died, they'd know how many were caught, and then they would come up with a new estimate of what that area could have for removals in the coming year. But they instituted a tagging program about 5 or 6 years ago, and that tagging program said that the areas are not self-contained units. They're actually migration between the units. And so that meant they couldn't treat each area like its own checkbook anymore, and they had to go to a coastwide way of estimating the halibut abundance. And the commissioners have accepted the coastwide method of estimating halibut abundance, but no one's really sure how to divide it up between the individual areas. And ways to do that have been discussed for the last 3 or 4 years. Most fisheries use a survey, and the abundance the survey sees within an area becomes that area's share of the overall catch limit. A lot of times those surveys aren't necessarily designed as apportionment tools, and so you add things like commercial effort, you average a series of years, you do things like that to make the survey a better tool for apportionment. And so that's what's been going on for the last 3 or 4 years, is trying to figure out how to make that survey a good tool for apportionment, which is one of the reasons the commissioners haven't necessarily gone with the full staff recommendations in the last couple of years, because no one's really sure that the survey really is capturing the way the halibut are distributed correctly. I think this year they did go off on they did agree to the survey-based apportionment because there were these other factors coming together that made them say, well, we really need to be conservative. And so let's take the survey as an apportionment tool and see how we can make it a better tool moving forward in the future, but we're not going to hold our breath for some other way to come along.